step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
This summer, dive into the many cools of San Antonio. Because as soon as the temperature rises, so does the fun, the flavors, the excitement, and the many cool things that make our city the perfect summer getaway destination. Come keep cool with amazing pools, the best hotels, refreshing adventures both indoor and outdoor, inspiring history and culture, culinary wonders, and the hottest nights of your life at the coolest spots in Texas. To plan the coolest summer vacation, dive into visitsanantonio.com/summer.
Hi, this is David Stockton with Stockton Mortgage, the official mortgage provider for KSR. Headquartered in Kentucky with local service and local decisions, we've been helping people finance their homes for 20 years, and we would like to help you too. Purchase or refinance, if you have not taken advantage of these historically low rates, you could be missing out on substantial savings. These low rates will not last forever, so go to Stockton.com or call 888-914-2276 to get started. NMLS number 8259, Equal Housing Lender.
Talk Radio 1080. Welcome to Hour 2 of Kentucky Sports Radio, presented by Stockton Mortgage. Now, here's Matt Jones.
Welcome back. Hour number 2, Kentucky Sports Radio, 502-571-1080. Text machine, 772-774-5254. Here at KS Bar and Grill, you can come out, have lunch, see us on a Wednesday. Whoa!
I just spilled water all over Drew.
Sorry, I'm wearing my Crocs today with no socks.
I'm sorry about that, Drew.
No, it felt great. It's hot out here. Do it again.
All right, you want me to just pour the rest of it on
Don't
you?
Get them on your nice Gatorades. I'm worried about your shoes.
These are Paul George Gatorades. My mom said, well, those shoes are interesting. That means she did not like them. What is happening in Lexington? Does anybody know?
Something's going down.
There's like 30 police cars going crazy towards downtown. In all seriousness, if you're downtown, I hope everybody's staying safe because that is a lot of police cars.
Yeah.
According to the Herald Leader public safety account, there it's at an apartment complex, not necessarily right in the middle of downtown here.
Okay, well, prayers to whoever's at the complex, because that's an unbelievable amount of cars that has gone by here. 772-774-5254 is the text machine. We got some breaking news, Shannon. Wa-nee-na-na! Thank you very much. The SEC, 14 SEC presidents, will meet tomorrow to vote on whether or not to accept Texas and Oklahoma into the SEC. Thoughts?
Let's
do it.
Like we said the other day, I think it'll come out. The vote went 14-0, even though there may have been a no snuck in there. But when they announce it, it'll be 14-0.
I'm going 13-1. I think Texas A&M, they're still a bunch of cowards. They know they're going to fall from towards the top to, you know, middle of the pack with some others. So I think they vote against it, but everyone else wants the money.
Yeah, I think it's 13-1. I think they want to publicly be like, meh. But then they still have to deal with it.
Yeah.
We know Kentucky will vote yes because Eli has been the head of the SEC president, so you have to think he probably was part of making this decision.
I think Eli's been keeping some secrets from people.
Eli may be a lot more sort of devious isn't the word, but just sneaky than we realized. This had to be Sankey and Eli.
Yeah.
I mean, because they had to have one of the presidents on board. Had to, or they wouldn't have done it. I could see Eli wanting it because Eli's also very much an academic guy, and Texas is a really great school. I mean, Texas will come into the SEC and be probably the second best school behind Vandy. Just as an academic institution, it's probably the second best school, and I bet Eli likes that.
I miss the fake Eli Capiluto Twitter
Capiluto
account.
Capiluto, though? I think about that often.
That was a great account.
He was great, whoever that was.
That was a great account. All right, let's talk a little Olympics. The U.S. women won the 3-on-3 basketball. I watched a lot of 3-on-3 basketball yesterday. I found it on the NBC Sports app, and I watched the men and the women. It's a fascinating thing. The rules are different. So, like, it's like you play. It's like, so just 3-on-3, except they call it 3x3.
Yeah.
When you score, the other team can get the ball out of the net, and as long as they throw it to the three-point line, they can shoot again. So some teams will catch it out of the net, kick it right back out, and shoot immediately. So there's no checking up.
Yeah.
It's just constant flow.
Uh-huh.
Fouls. The first six fouls, you get free. But on the seventh foul, it's two shots every one. But here's why that matters. They go by ones and twos. Mm-hmm. So a two is a one, but a three is a two. Which means threes are like, it would be as if in regular basketball, threes are worth four. So having a three-point shooter is huge.
Yeah.
So I watched the women. I haven't seen the women win. That was this morning. But the men that I watched yesterday, you know, the U.S. men didn't make it, which I don't understand how that happened.
I'm embarrassed for us.
Well, first of all, we didn't send.
They didn't make it?
I don't care.
We didn't send anybody from the NBA, which is the mistake. So it was like the team included Robbie Hummel.
Oh.
Who didn't he have like 14 torn ACLs at Purdue 10 years ago?
You're never going to convince me that we couldn't have won just with any three NBA players. Just pick three of them, we'd have won.
Anyone that still plays basketball?
Because
anywhere.
The other teams, like, so I watch the Russians are the favorites. I watched them; they did not look good. But here's what every team has. I was listening to the announcers. They were like, a successful three-on-three team has a guard that can beat you off the dribble, one knockdown three-point shooter, and a post-up big man.
That's all you need.
Those are what you need.
Yep.
So, what's the, of the Calipari era, what's the perfect three-on-three team? For a, so, assume, who is our beat-everybody-off-the-dribble guy?
Ulis?
Wow. I go De'Aaron Fox.
Exactly
I like him
I
more in
say.
A full-court pickup speed setting, but even in the half-court, I'm going
because
Fox.
He could also make shots.
Yeah.
Ulis doesn't beat everybody off the dribble.
Did you forget his season?
He was great, but a lot
he
of
was
that
was awesome.
She was shooting threes. That was not that. I mean, that was he's more of a contender for me for the 3-point shoot.
If
we're listing the five dudes who could beat people off the dribble the most in the Cal era, you're not going to put Ulis on there.
I think you would.
You would have him finish that short.
Beating him off dribble, kicking it out. That's what I'm looking at.
But in a 3-on-3 game, passing's not as big a deal.
Beat his guy, kicked out Jamal Murray. Bam. We did that all year.
He did kick it out again in a 5-on-5 full court game.
Yeah.
I agree with you about Fox. For me, Fox is the if it's Fox or Wall.
Yeah, Wall maybe he's a little flashier.
But I would
more
take
fun.
Fox because he could hit the open three probably better. Who's our 3-point shooter? Is it Murray?
Murray,
or if we're just talking how they are right now, I'd put Booker up there with Murray. And Murray's hurt, but I like Booker in that spot too. He had a great game last night. I made. The
but would you take the
up.
Cal Booker? Or
if we're going just how they were at UK, I would go Murray. Yeah.
Yeah, I would Murray. You can make a case for Lamb.
Yeah. Oh, I would love Deron Lamb representing America at the Olympics. Wouldn't even need the cardboard bed. No sleep. He'd be up wandering around Tokyo.
Who up Tokyo? Fox Murray. All right. Who's your big? I mean, it's Anthony Davis, obviously, right? I mean, that's who you take. So, do you think anyone in the world, any country's beaten Fox Murray?
No,
not a chance.
No,
not a chance.
Okay, so just take three dudes that didn't make the NBA, so or aren't in the NBA now. At that point, now I'm taking Ulis.
Yeah.
All right. Ulis. Who
Lamb.
Else? Ulis Lamb, and who's the big?
Ooh.
So many of those guys are in the league.
Huh. You. I'm
Jorts. I'm going Jorts.
Know, Jorts is not a bad.
Because I can't think of another big guy.
You know, that's not a bad suggestion.
I mean, everybody else is in the league. Terrence Jones.
Daniel Orton.
You got to go back a while. Scal can't represent us.
Who did you say? Terrence Jones?
I'm just trying to think of people that aren't still playing.
You know, Terrence Jones is not a bad call either. I like a Ulis Lamb-Jones team. That's defensively not a great team. I like Jorts because it looks like each team has one dude that kind of pounds a little bit down low. I'll take Ulis Lamb.
Guy.
Let's go Ulis Lamb-Jorts.
And maybe still be better than this team we've got now.
I think they would have been better.
I bet a Marcus Lee could be good in that setting.
The only thing about it is he can't shoot from the outside at all.
Yeah.
Whereas Jorts can.
Yeah.
So that's probably why I would take Ulis Lamb-Jorts. Well, I hope
they embrace it more in 3 years because having Robbie Hummel on the team is embarrassing. No offense to him. There's just so many current basketball players.
And our women's team won easy. So our men's team should have been.
How about the year it's the Olympics, you tell before the season begins, the college team that wins it, they get to pick three players and they're the Olympics.
Well, you could pick the three best college players. They'd have been better than Robbie Hummel.
Than what we had.
I mean, they would have.
Well, did a lot of guys not play because they're playing in that tournament that's going on right now?
I don't know. I don't know. Well, no, they didn't qualify back in like I think qualifying was during the Olympics, which is probably why we didn't have any NBA guys. But I like your idea of three college guys.
Yeah.
I think you take the three best college players, I think they'd win. Don't you?
Take the starting five. You get subbed, you get a sub in?
Well, you get three of them.
I think anyone.
The three dudes from Baylor would have made it.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's definitely worth watching. Simone Biles has become the number one talking point of the country.
What happened?
Just kidding. She announced this morning she's not going to do the individual thing either. I feel sorry for her.
I do too.
I mean, first of all, you train your whole life for this moment. I mean, people who are saying bad things about her, can you imagine how tough it must be on her mentally if she chooses not to play?
Yeah.
Like, think about how hard – I mean, you've worked your whole life for this, and, like, you're there and you can't go because of a mental whatever. Like, that's got to be worse for her than anyone. And the other thing is, I do not understand these people who sort of get off talking poorly – about mental illness. Like, I thought we were past that. Didn't you?
Yeah. She's been the face of the United States Olympic team for 4 years leading up to this, for 5 years. She has been the poster child. Of course she's going to feel all that pressure on her. And I hated that quote she gave. What, she said something like when she went on the vault, in the middle of the vault, like her mind just went blank, and that's why she didn't finish it and kind of stumbled. And she was worried she may hurt herself because she wasn't mentally there enough to complete what she's doing.
As a starting point, she doesn't owe anybody anything.
She doesn't.
Like, what really makes me mad is a lot of these people that criticize them, it's they're political commentators who just want to make a political point. But the other thing is, can they even name who's on the gymnastics team? They don't care about gymnastics. Like, you do. Clay Travis and those, they don't care about gymnastics. Like, when we go off the air, I'm sure he'll lead with that. You don't care about gymnastics. You just want to just criticize this woman. You don't care about it.
Correct.
Can any of you name another person on the team in her place?
If
exactly.
You're that
mad. Nobody knows. And why not have some empathy for her? Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, mental illness for the people that deal with it can be crippling. It can be absolutely crippling, and I don't understand why people can't have empathy for it. And what about having to look at the world and say, I'm dealing with mental illness? Can you imagine how hard that would be?
That's true. Just
to sit
aspect.
There and have to look at the entire world and say, I'm dealing with mental illness. That would be, I can't even imagine having to do that. And she's what? This is a woman who was sexually abused by her doctor.
Yeah.
Olympic doctor.
Her Olympic doctor, and yet she comes out and tries to do it. You should have nothing but empathy for that woman, and if you don't, you should just shut your mouth. Like, why do you think, looking at these, you know, I sent a tweet just saying I felt sorry for her, and I'd see these old men talking trash about her. What if that was your daughter?
It wouldn't be.
I mean, that's
that.
What I would say to some of these. What if it was your daughter? What if your daughter was going through this and another old man said it about your daughter?
Yeah.
You think you'd be all right with that?
No.
If they called your daughter a quitter, or that one dude, Charlie Kirk, called her a sociopath, like, you'd want to go punch him in the face.
Yep.
And then you go and do it. The cruelty that some people have right now in the public sphere, I just don't get it. I don't get how you could be that cruel to a young woman who's gotten up and said, I'm having such difficulty, I can't do the one thing I'm the best in the world at. I don't know how you do it.
And I was watching it, and it was the right thing to do. As soon as she landed, you can read her lips. She tells her coach, I don't trust myself. She got a horrible score. It's a team sport. She thought, well, she stood in for her, she said, well, we're going to have a better shot with this person because I clearly don't have it today. It'd be like a basketball player knows they're going to miss every shot. They'd say, I'm sitting down, put someone else in, I don't have it today. She was doing what she thought was best for the team in addition to dealing with her own issues, but that was the right move. They would have gotten even a worse score if she'd kept going.
Those people you're talking about, Matt, yeah, they've obviously never dealt with somebody with mental issues in their family or whatever. And once you do, it changes you. You do understand it. It affects more people than we think.
Heck yeah.
And now maybe her standing up and saying that will help somebody out there listening that's struggling every day.
I never in my life had dealt with any anxiety. Since I've gotten out of the hospital, I've had, you guys know this, some anxiety about my health. And it has been very difficult. And I'll just give you one example for me. I got out, and a week later, Charles Booker said, I'd like you to introduce me at the press conference announcing I'm running. Now, you all know me well enough to know that in a normal section, I would have done anything to do that.
Uh-huh.
I like speaking in public. I like Charles. I would have loved it. I didn't feel like I could do it at that moment. I was worried I'd get out there and honestly have something happen like happened with her, where I would get anxious and feel like, you know what, I can't do this right now. So I told him no. You know how hard that was for me to tell him no?
Yeah.
But I had to, and he understood. If it was tomorrow, I think I could do it.
But
I couldn't do it at that moment. And for people who deal with that stuff, you know, on a much more severe level than I've had to, I can't imagine. You've worked your whole life for this moment, and you have to say no.
Yeah. You're the best in the world. Like I said, you worked your whole life for that moment, and it just...
And it wouldn't have mattered if anybody, and Charles couldn't have been more kind to me during it. But if he had said, you got to go, I couldn't have done it.
Yeah.
You know, so the people who are like, she should have toughed it out. You have no idea what that's like. Because that'd be like saying you should have toughed it out if you had a broken leg.
And they say she's not tough when I think at the last Olympics she had like a broken something. And then
two
she won world championships
and
won something on a broken bone. I think she's proven she's plenty tough.
So,
especially, anyway. I mean, when you're jumping up in the air and doing flips, I mean, if something were to go wrong, you could break a neck. I would want to be in the perfect mental state if I'm doing that.
I just felt really sorry for her.
I did, too.
Because it's got to be so hard, and her family can't even be there. She's in Tokyo by herself.
No crowd.
No crowd. I mean, like, you'd love to be embraced by the people that can, but they can't. They can't even be there.
Right. People she needs the most.
It's got to be tough. We'll take a break. Take your calls. 502-571-1080. We are here at KS Bar and Grill. Got a couple folks already here for lunch. How are you? We'll take a break. Be right back. It's Kentucky Sports Radio.
To talk to Matt Jones and the crew, call the Clark's Pump and Shop phone line at 502-571-1080 or 1-877-904-1080 or send us the Kentucky branded KSR tweet of the day by tweeting Matt at KY Sports Radio.
Now back to Kentucky Sports Radio on Talk Radio 1080.
Welcome back, Kentucky Sports Radio, 502-571-1080. Drew was just noting, the worst place on earth is the LEX18 Facebook comment section.
It doesn't matter what the topic is. It gets ugly in there. It can be about anything.
It's terrible. I mean, I learned quickly I couldn't read it during Hey Kentucky because it was never nice. And part of it is, like, nobody sends things in that. Like, you never read a story and go, this is a good story. I'm going to comment that it's good.
Yeah, right.
Like, people, that was very uplifting.
So thank you very much for this. It really makes me happy. Although, I had a man write me, like, one of the nicest emails of all time. He was from Missouri, and he had just read my book, and he was talking about how much he liked it. And I just was like, you know, it's rare that, like, you say something to somebody that's just, like, positive. And when people do that, I always thank them because it's very nice. By the way, speaking of very nice, many of you wrote me and said you wanted to write the guy going to basic training and tell him stories about the game.
Yeah.
So when that comes, I'm going to give out his address and let people write game reports if they would like
He'll
to.
Love
I think
be
he
great.
Would like that. Don't you think?
He'll love it.
I mean, so I'll write one, but I think a lot of people want to write one. Yeah. I think that'll be good.
People like Marcia that goes to all the games, I can see her sit down writing a letter. Hey, man, here's what happened. Blah, blah, blah.
That'd be fun just trying to piece together everyone's opinions to figure out what actually
That's
happened.
That's true.
Maybe send a picture.
Yeah.
Like a...
Well, Shannon or Drew's going to draw a picture.
I like Shannon's drawing. Shannon, you going to draw him a picture of the game?
Yeah, a stick figure of what's going on in the game.
It's better than nothing.
Yep.
I like it, though. I like the idea of a stick figure.
Wandale Robinson crossing
what's going
the goal.
Here's
Levis throwing the ball down the field for a touchdown.
Here's Mark Stoops arguing a penalty call.
Yeah.
Who's up first?
Let's go to Patrick.
Patrick, how are you, Patrick?
Hey, I'm good, Matt. How y'all doing?
Doing good. What's up?
Hey, so I just wanted to comment on the Boyle County treasurer.
Yes.
I know him. I played football with him in college. Not going to say where, but it is the least surprising story hearing that come out of the
Well, so maybe he has a little bit of a temper.
Short fuse, we'll put it that way.
Yeah, well, it happens sometimes. Maybe this will be – he's a young guy, Ryan. Maybe
right.
This will be a good lesson for him that you got to bring it down a notch in confrontational situations. You want your treasurer, like we said, to be calm. He's in charge of the money. Like, he can't be the one that's, like, out there getting flustered.
He might be all bark, no bite, though, so I don't know about that.
Yeah. Well, but still, though.
No bite.
Yeah, well, I appreciate the call. You see that? I want my person with the money to be rock solid.
Yeah. Maybe he, if he's going to act that way, maybe he needs to look into the what would be a good job for him, the dog catching world or something.
No, I mean, he could be security.
Security, yeah.
But just, I don't know about treasure. Mm-hmm. Although, if he's all bark and no bite, then maybe that doesn't help either when you need security.
OVW.
By the way, Will Levis was on a financial podcast yesterday.
Somebody sent me that. I haven't listened to it yet.
The DAY Money Podcast, which gives stock tips and money advice. Their guest yesterday was Will Levis.
Yeah.
Interesting. Did he give any good tips?
I don't know. It was 45 minutes. What do you think he talked 45 about?
45 minutes on a financial podcast?
He was on there for 45 wow. minutes. I'm going to listen to it this afternoon. I mean, maybe he'll say something about playing at Kentucky. I don't think any media has listened to it yet because I haven't seen any summaries. Either. The KSR folks, hey, we should do one. DIY Money Podcast, the guest this week was Will Levis.
Will Levis. Obviously, he must be a finance major of some sort, so maybe he's looking, that's going to be my career. I got a chance to go ahead and get started, get my name out there doing it. So
maybe. I mean, it's interesting.
It is interesting.
Yeah. Who's next?
Matthew.
Matthew. How are you, Matthew?
I am fantastic. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
I am from Webster County, but I've lived down here in Texas for over 20 years now, and I just wanted to say that I am super excited for Texas to join the SEC so all my friends here in Austin can learn that Kentucky football ain't no joke when they come into Austin and beat the Longhorns our first trip down.
Well, I'm looking forward to the Austin trip. Can I ask you a question about Webster County for a second?
Yeah.
When I was in Webster County, first of all, when did you leave Webster County?
1999.
Okay, you left too early.
Brandi Ashby.
What does that mean?
She was Kentucky All-Star. She was like their all-time girl leading scorer.
And you, okay, hang on.
Yeah, she was a few years younger than me.
Remember not only her name, but when she graduated from Webster County?
Yeah, I knew it was like in the late 90s there when she played.
Really?
Uh-huh.
How does he do that?
Well, I was working in the Evansville market.
His network, or the market.
Okay. I was in the Evansville
market. When you were there, was that were the chicken farms there yet when you were in Webster County?
Yeah, the chicken farms, I think that Tyson plant opened up in like 94,
96. So I want to talk to you about the chicken farms, because when I wrote in the book about the chicken farms and about the guy who really encouraged him to come, et cetera. The smell was absolutely overwhelming when I was there, like knock you down smell of the chicken farms. Is it like that all the time, or do you get used to it?
So there weren't as many farms when I was there. I think there's a lot more now, but
yeah, because they came in after the plant. The farms kind of the plant. Yeah, so like that may have been after you.
But like when I went home and visited, it's dependent on like the weather a lot and the wind direction.
Well, it was bad. My friend Ed Mallett, the British guy that I did there, we'd drive by him in North Carolina, and he'd go, oh, chickens. We'll be right back. It's KSR.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
He figured she'd gone back to Austin. She talked about it all the time.
Now, more of Kentucky Sports Radio, presented by Stockton Mortgage. Here's Matt Jones.
This is Blake Shelton, right?
Right.
Because Austin is both where she is and her name. Double entendre.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful song.
I like it.
Yep.
This is about the time, if you're calling about the car, I sold it. This is about the time I stopped liking country music, was like right now.
Uh-huh.
I should have played Old Red for
Well, yeah, that's true. Yeah. Larry doesn't have headphones. If we did, we'd play Old Red for him because he likes Old Red by Blake Shelton. You know, he's sitting there shrugging. Now we know you like
he's
it.
He's indifferent
okay.
about it now.
Yes, about the dog. So there's somebody recommended a guy to me that they said, because you like Tyler Childers, you'd like this guy. And I started listening to him, and I like him. His name is Charlie Crockett.
Is he a Kentucky guy also?
I don't know. I think he is, but I could be wrong about that. He's playing in Louisville, and the tickets went on sale, and I'm going to try to get some. It's I think his name's Church. So he's like, he's a little bit like Tyler Childers of the line.
He's from Texas.
And then, okay, well, then he's not. But he's very good. I liked him. Charlie Crockett was his name.
Old man Davies boy.
And then there's a guy playing Friday night here in Lexington who somebody recommended and I liked as well, named John R. Miller, playing at the Burl.
The Burl.
You know, the Burl now, maybe they've always done this, but it's the first time I saw Town Mountain there Friday, and the concert was outside. I'd only been to the Burl inside, and it was outside. That's a really good setup when they have it outside.
I think they started doing that when everything, you know, kind of
shut down,
got restricted and shut down.
Looks
last
good.
Year. I love the Burl.
Hey, Ryan, have you heard the news about ransom attacks on businesses?
Oh, yeah, I've heard it.
Well, it can be devastating for business, but luckily LexGeek is here to help you with your cybersecurity needs. Cyber criminals go after small businesses because they don't think you can defend yourself. They're bullies. And LexGeek will safeguard your company's data, save you thousands of dollars in money on cyber attacks. LexGeek is not just interested in fixing your problems, they're interested in helping you protect yourself. 24/7 support, and they're local. Go to LexGeek.com or LouGeek, LexGeek.com. By the way, I talked about my mom on Max Kellerman yesterday.
Did you?
Because somebody sent me a meme of Aaron Rodgers and was calling him Karen Rodgers because they said he was whining.
Yeah.
And I was saying how my mom is very upset that her name, which is Karen, has become the name for whiny women. She doesn't like
it. I understand why.
So I said, I made it a topic. Let's talk about good famous Karens besides Karen Green Blondell. It's actually harder than you think. There aren't as many famous Karens as you think. Huh. Karen Carpenter.
Yeah.
But who else?
Is another Karen that's
Give
famous?
Me a famous good Karen besides my mom who's number one.
Huh.
It's hard. I thought there'd be a bunch. I couldn't think of one except Karen Carpenter.
Yeah, you think Karen's a common name. We should be able to come up with something.
Karen Cypher.
Karen Cypher.
There's a winner.
You go. Karen, my mom's outraged.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Did y'all not get that one yesterday?
Somebody sent it to me, but I didn't feel like I should say that on national radio. That's a local radio one.
Yeah.
Any other Karens?
Nothing comes to mind for me.
You know, Karen Cypher used to reach out to me all the time. And then the one time we finally got her to come on the air, and she didn't come, and I haven't heard from her since.
Wow. Yeah, I remember she was bugging you a lot to come on early.
Who else? There's got to be another famous Karen.
No, I went to high school with some Karens, but no famous one.
772-774-5254. If you have a famous Karen, let me know. The Reds won last night against the Cubs and are hanging in. They're six back of the wild card. They keep losing games that they need to get where they have leads and then they drop them. So I haven't given up on them yet, but there's only like 55 games left. Cardinals are done.
Which makes me very upset, but I still am not going to join the Reds bandwagon. I can't be a Cubs fan. I'm going to have to get another.
Why can't you join the Reds? Like, why do you not like it?
Because you're a Reds fan. Amanda's a Reds fan. I got
to
be
That seems to be a reason to like it. Your wife and friend are Reds fans.
Yeah. I need to join one that's going to play in the playoffs.
Tall, hubby, turkey hunter, all Reds fans.
Good for them. We'll all cry together here pretty soon, probably.
Yeah. Well, they got to try to pass the Brewers or the Padres, Drew.
I might have to like the Reds because the Braves, Shannon Atts, not looking great.
Now they're only four back.
Yeah, but our stars are gone. It's just all that fun we had last year is out the window.
And they're going to have to change the name one day.
Change the name. Got a player
Atlanta Guardians.
In prison. Got a torn ACL.
That's right, the Atlanta Guardians. Everybody should just be the Guardians.
It's offensive.
Because, you know, in Canada, all the football teams are the Rough Riders.
Yeah,
they've got like three of them are Rough Riders. You all could do it as well. Who's next?
Adam.
Adam, how are you, Adam?
Good, how are you?
Good. By the way, John R. Miller is going to be playing in Middlesbrough Thursday night.
Really?
So he's in Middlesbrough Thursday night and Lexington Friday night.
Okay.
I was thinking about going and seeing him Friday night, and apparently he's in Middlesbrough Thursday night.
How about that?
That's really cool. Anyway, go ahead.
So I have two things for you. The first one's a question. So I recently started streaming on Twitch, and in my background I use all the UK posters I got from Big Blue Madness. Can I ever get flagged for, like, copyright or trademark issues with
that? No, not just for having it, I don't think. If you used it...
Okay.
If you the copyright, they start flagging when you use it for something that you make money. So, for instance, let me give you an example I know from OVW. So the songs, like if we use a song, let's say we use Back in Black or something. If we use it in a video where we put a commercial in front of it, YouTube would flag it. If we use it and don't put a commercial in front of it, and we just, like, use it, they let you go. So it's whether or not, at least on YouTube, I assume Twitch is the same, it's whether or not you are trying to make money from the video. But if you have a commercial or something, then, yes, they might do it.
Okay.
But UK, would have to complain. UK would have to complain, and I'd be almost certain they don't.
Yeah, those are free posters.
So, I mean, like, the music people, they complain. I bet the poster, I bet UK would not complain. So I'll say, I bet you'd be fine, but go ahead.
Or just have a kid draw them if they do.
I tweeted you guys a picture of it on
Just pay them a lot quicker than we've been able to. Go ahead.
So next question is for Ryan. I think it would be funny for him to explain what Twitch is. And would you let me give a shout-out to my Twitter or Twitch page?
Sure. Why not?
Cool. All right. It's Walty, W-A-L-T-Y, underscore A.
Walty underscore A.
Really
what is Twitch? What is Twitch, Ryan?
I don't have the foggiest idea what Twitch is.
Isn't Twitch just live streaming video? Isn't that what it is?
Yes.
Right.
Mostly used for gaming.
And I just got affiliated, so I can start making money off of it as well.
Well, good luck to you. I appreciate the call. People are always telling me we should do the show on Twitch. It's just I don't know how to do that. I don't have it. It's just more stress. I mean, the one thing about this show is that we move so much.
Yeah.
I mean, there are TV stations in Lexington that have wanted to stream the show, but the problem is we'd have to agree to do the show in one place all the time, and we like going out and about. You know, I think we're going to start remotes again starting in September.
Yeah, we were just in Somerset Monday. You know, they're going to go down there.
Are you excited to get back and do remotes?
I am. They're so much fun. I mean, I know it's sometimes tough to get up in early and drive these distances, but once you get there, man, it's awesome. The guys and the girls are there. It's awesome.
Yeah, and you get to this year get to do your stuff. The first couple are already scheduled. There's one at Country Boy. There's one at Lemons Mill Brewery in Harrodsburg.
Nice. Oh, two of my favorites.
Yeah, right out of the gate.
So I think there'll be a couple big ones.
Very cool. I wouldn't mind moving though right now into the shade under the patio.
No, I think we're good. We got a little bit more. By the way, we're also
Look
going.
At him. He's sitting in the shade. Like, yeah, we're good.
August 9th, by the way, I wanted to tell, I'm excited about this. August 9th, we are going to Lyon County, and we are going to do the show from the Cullen Brown Golf Course dedication event.
That's cool.
So they're naming the golf course after the UK golfer who passed away, Cullen Brown, and we're going to be there to do the show right before the naming ceremony.
Mineral Mound State Park. It's a great golf course. I've played it several times.
But I think you're excited about that?
Yeah, I think that's very nice that they're doing that for him, and, of course, we want to be a part of it.
Yes, 502-571-1080. Boy, a lot of delivery services over here. We've had a UPS, was it DIH, DY, what's that one?
DHL.
DHL and FedEx all come in like the last 20 minutes.
It looked like the UPS guy had a rectangular box about the size of a shoebox.
Oh, you think that was mine?
Yes, it was yours.
I don't think I've ordered any shoes in a while.
That's what it looked like. Did you see it? It was about that.
My mom thinks these are interesting. I like these shoes.
They're bright. Good summer shoe.
Our shoe topic yesterday, though, got some
Can I just tell you something?
Going?
See this guy right here? I wouldn't fight that guy.
No
I know
way.
He's not very tall, but just look at him. Yeah. I wouldn't fight any of you, to be honest with you, but I certainly wouldn't fight that guy.
No way.
Anyway, 502-571-1080. We'll take a break and be right back. This is KSR.
More of the KSR Blue Lights across the Bluegrass County by County virtual tour presented by the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety after this. To talk to Matt Jones and the crew, call the Clark's Pump and Shop phone line at 502-571-1080 or 1-877-904-1080.
If it's in Kentucky, it's on Kentucky Sports Radio on Talk Radio 1080.
You're a little sweaty.
The sweat was running down my boxer shorts. It means it was time to pick
people are trying to eat
and move here in the shade.
Here at KS Bar. They're trying to have lunch. They don't need you talking about that stuff.
Well, they need to know what's going on in my boxer
shorts. You know, we're getting ready for the not reopening, but kind of getting excited about the football season, getting everything situated. Looking forward to it. OVW tonight is in Meade County. The Meade County Fair, people tell me, is one of the biggest county fairs in the state. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Apparently, the Meade County Fair is like a Yabity Doo Fair.
Really?
Yeah. People say, like, when I listed all the counties we're going to, people were like, ooh, Meade County's a good get.
Yeah.
So we're doing Meade County Fair tonight, and then, of course, we have our normal show in Louisville tomorrow, which you ought to come back for. We got a fatal four-way match tomorrow night. Also, we got an arm wrestling contest between Cash Flow and Shira.
Really? Ooh, arm wrestling?
Who you got?
Shira. Are you kidding?
Cash Flow's pretty big.
I'm going Cash Flow.
Shira's an animal.
You know who loves Cash Flow? Everybody. Cash Flow, the crowd goes in, gets into it.
Yeah.
They chant mean things at him, but they get into it.
Can't beat Shira. He's the Indian lion.
He's going to be lying on the ground when Cash Flow breaks his arm in the arm wrestling match.
He'll be fine. Karen Allen is a famous Karen.
Never heard of that person.
Was in Raiders of the Lost Ark and Indiana Jones.
Well, I didn't know her until you said that. I looked her up. Yeah, she definitely, I recognize her.
Whoopi Goldberg's original name was Karen.
Really?
Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
And then one person writes, my name's Karen. I'm not famous, but I still like you all, and I like your mother.
I feel like there are a lot of Karens. I know a lot, but they're not famous. Is it like the hardest way to get famous?
Hardest way to get famous. Jeff Jarrett's wife? It's Karen Jarrett?
I was going to say that, but I wouldn't think that you would agree that she's a celebrity.
I don't think she is, but I'm just, I mean, I'm struggling here.
Yeah.
Karen Filippelli from Parks and Rec.
It's got to be one of the most common names that is not associated with a famous person.
Yeah. Well, we were just talking about, I was talking about the British swimmer that's got red hair that was so fast, his name's like...
Karen?
I don't think it's Karen. He's like, he won the 200 meters, and then the Brits won the relay yesterday. He's got red hair and is very pale, and we've talked about this before. There aren't very many famous people that are red hair guys that are pale. I mean, he's like pale, white skin. You don't see that very much. And I was trying to think who else there is. There's Andy Dalton.
Yeah. Oliver Simmons.
Oliver Simmons is a good call.
Good call.
Carrot
Anybody
top.
Else? Yeah, but he's not an athlete.
Sean White.
I mean, he could
be
an athlete.
Tomato.
Sean White. That's actually a good one.
Yeah. He's probably the most.
I was trying to think. I mean, he is the best swimmer. And I was like, man, first of all, you rarely see swimmers that are pale.
Uh-huh.
Because you assume they get out in the sun and swim. I mean, I know fast swimming is indoors, but think about it. Have you ever seen a pale swimmer before?
No. I'm trying to think.
I mean, he is pale. And great. I don't remember his name. I think it's like Tony Best or red-haired swimmer.
I watched the 1,500 meter swimming.
I don't know how they do that.
I was tired watching it. I mean, I got up, did laundry, mowed the yard, came back, and they're still swimming that one race.
Katie Ledecky.
That is insane.
How does she do it? And she had done a race like an hour before.
That's what I was going to say.
That was messed up, by the way.
Two or three races in a day, and in the middle of it will be this 1,500. It's amazing.
1,500? Like, that's so long. That's almost a mile.
She had, like, 50 minutes between races. That shouldn't be set up that way.
No. That's hard.
And she came in fifth in the first one. I blame having to do the 1,500 an hour later.
Well, she won.
That and the horses are what upset me.
Oh, by the way, the horses were on again the other night. Watched for an hour. They never mentioned a horse's name.
Yeah, just representing whatever country they feel
like. Didn't even act like a horse had anything to do with it. And the horse is up there going, derp, derp, derp.
You know the horse's family's at home watching that one moment.
The horse's family's at home?
Yes. Wasn't their son to be recognized one time.
Just think, that Alaska video we saw, that could have been a stable somewhere.
That's
right. Oh, you think, on these horses.
Yeah.
Names.
You think there's a bunch of horses
all gathered
watching
around?
Throwing oats in the air would have been a party.
It's nice.
All about the 66-year-old woman.
That's right. I was into the badminton, man. I think badminton may be the one that I've gotten the most
Is
into
it really?
For no reason. Because it's crazy how good they are at it.
How hard they hit that.
I mean, there was these two guys, I think the two Americans, they're brothers, and they're playing doubles, and they talked about how they'd had some problems in life and been fighting, didn't talk for a couple years, but playing badminton brought them together.
Oh, nice.
Isn't that nice?
Yes, the emotional backstory they always play with the athletes. Love it.
Yes.
I think tonight on primetime we get Pat Forty's daughter, Brooke.
Yeah, Pat Forty's daughter.
She's in the relay tonight.
I do think it's, I don't love Pat Forty, but I do think it's cool. He spent his whole life covering sports, and now he gets to cover his daughter in the Olympics, and she might win a gold. That's a cool story.
Definitely.
Is cool.
And I mean, her being
and she's Kentucky.
Yeah,
that's right. She's a Kentuckian.
So, of course,
it's a great story. Regardless of your feelings for him, it's a great story. I'm happy for him.
There was a cool picture. He was interviewing her. today.
How awesome is that?
Like he was the one. That is kind of neat that you
awesome.
Get to interview your daughter.
Yes,
and, you know.
He was asking her about Eric Bledsoe's grades.
Who's up next?
Brad.
Brad, how are you, Brad?
First time, long time.
Hoo-ah, Brad, I'm going to make you do something for me. Get ready. Do you pay an electric bill every month? Have you noticed how it keeps going up? Well, you can eliminate your electric bill today with Stallion Solar. $0 down, zero out of pocket. If you go to stallionsolar.com and fill out the form, have all your questions answered. Solar power, and then you're going to make excess power, a lot of you, and you can sell it to the power companies for a profit. I didn't even know how that worked, that I've learned, and now I'm like, why wouldn't you do this? Stallionsolar.com, based in Richmond. A Kentucky company dedicated to creating jobs in our state. Come ride with us at stallionsolar.com.
Nay.
It wasn't very good.
It was a sick horse.
That wasn't, I don't know how, you know, that was, those are the horses doing the equestrian. Yeah. Stallionsolar.com. Upset they're not getting attention. Go ahead.
Protesting for them.
Go ahead, sir.
I just got one question. I was wondering if KS Barr does the fantasy football draft.
We are doing that this year, yes. I think we'll announce it next week, the thing. It won't be the same as that one year, but we'll have a special for you to do the drafts, yes.
All right. That's all.
I mean, he could have called the restaurant and asked that, but
he got to do the name.
Now more people know we can do fantasy drafts.
That's true. We'll take it as a positive. By the way, the USA soccer team plays for the they play Qatar. By the way, why is Qatar in the Gold Cup? It's supposed to be like North America, and it's all these North American countries and Qatar. Why are they in?
I don't know.
Good Isn't question. That weird? They're not in. I don't think Qatar's in North America.
I'm pretty sure it's not.
It's not.
But anyway, who's next?
Let's go to TJ.
TJ, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, guys? EA Sports made an announcement this morning that all 130 FBS teams are going to be on that new college football game. So I guess Kentucky and the others who were on the fence a few months ago, I guess they caved in. And also 10,000 actual football players will be on there, so they're going to use their name, image, and likeness and get paid for it.
That's awesome. Good news. I appreciate it, TJ. That's good for all the football players. Breaking news, Shannon. Ronnie Nana! The SEC has announced Kentucky's basketball opponents this year. They play every team once, obviously, but they will play five teams twice. Here are the five teams: Kentucky, Tennessee, Vanderbilt, LSU, and Alabama.
I would have predicted Tennessee, Vanderbilt, and Alabama.
Tennessee, Vanderbilt, and Florida under the current system, we do that every year.
Mm-hmm. Alabama's going to be really, really good this
year. They're going to be a top
five. So you knew they were going to play them twice.
And LSU. Here are the Rupp Arena home games. Here's who you get to see in Rupp Arena: Alabama, Florida, Georgia, LSU, Mississippi State, Missouri, Ole Miss, Tennessee, and Vandy. As far as good teams that we will not play in Rupp, it looks like the answer is probably Auburn and Arkansas. We will play Auburn and Arkansas. Both games, the only game will be on the road. As far as good teams that we will only play at home, are any of those teams supposed to be good? Ole Miss, Missouri, Mississippi State? Are any of those teams, Georgia?
You got Georgia, who lost their entire team.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like we got the hard teams on the road and the easy teams at home.
Well, we go to A&M, and that goes to overtime every year, so we can go ahead and count that.
Our road games that we play that we don't play at home: A&M, South Carolina, Auburn, Arkansas. South Carolina stinks. A&M should stink. Auburn and Arkansas should be pretty good.
Yeah, I thought we may have double with Auburn rather than LSU just because the Pearl.
Yeah, LSU, I don't think they're supposed to be that good, do they?
It's all been downhill when he stopped making his offers and getting whoever he wanted.
So, but I mean, we have to play Florida, Tennessee, Vandy twice every year anyway. So they added Alabama. That doesn't surprise you, right?
Alabama might be the preseason number one team in the SEC.
They might
even
be
as good as Kentucky is.
Yeah.
If we're going to play them, though, I don't want to play them just there.
Correct.
I'm all right playing them here too.
And maybe just
we played them twice last year.
We owe them a couple from last year too.
Yeah.
They took advantage of us when we were in a low point in our lives. It's time we get them back.
So hard schedule. Could have been harder, though. Vandy stinks. Play them twice. LSU's not going to be great. Play them twice. Tennessee's be pretty good. Florida won't be as good as they were last year.
Where'd you say the Arkansas game was?
There.
Yeah, because they're going to be
That'd
pretty
be
good.
Tough.
That would have been a good one to get here. But you can't have everything, right?
No, but I was hoping to see the Arkansas coach's wife at Rupp Arena.
You and the Arkansas coach's wife is like, it's the only thing he says. Speaking of that, how's everything going with Tony Hawk?
He and I didn't communicate last night. I think he was busy with his Olympic duties, but we try to touch base once a day.
Dude, you know, they I think they're showing skateboarding tonight if you want to get some Tony Hawk magic
all right
in your life.
I'll watch it and just catch up on my skateboarding phrases.
What are some of your skateboarding phrases?
I do a double pipe, a half pipe, a curly curl, a twisty bob.
An ollie.
Yeah.
Maybe a kickflip.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
Well, good stuff. All right. Well, listen, thank you all very much for being. It's Wings Day, by the way, here at KS Bar. You can come out. There's trivia tonight. Thanks to my parents for being here, and thanks to you guys. Way to hang in there in all this sun, right?
I got a little sunburn going on today.
That's right. We will see you later. This has been Kentucky Sports Radio.
I saw a werewolf with a Chinese menu in his hand.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.